This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Today is the day one of the NCAA tournament. Kansas plays Arkansas later today. The Missouri Tigers play the Drake Bulldogs. Speaking of the Drake Bulldogs, we're happy right now to go to the phone lines to be joined by the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. He is from where you and I are from. He is from Lee's Summit. He graduated high school from Lee's Summit West. He has now gone on to be the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. Michael Admire joins us on the show. Michael, we really appreciate your time. I have been a big fan of this Drake team the entire season. I got a lot of respect for their team. I got a lot of respect for their head coach. I think that Drake is the best mid-major program in the country. You watch this team as much as anybody. Do you agree? Do you think they're the best mid-major?
I think if they're not the best, they're up there. And I know you've been on the Dogs since back in December, so I appreciate the attention you have given to Drake this year. The way that they play, they're so fundamentally sound. They have one of the best coaches in the country, which folks in Kansas City are well aware of what Ben McCollum can do X's and O's wise, but also, you know, creating a culture. And he's done that in, you know, less than a year on the job. It's been impressive. They play connected, and, you know, 30 wins. You don't, you know, accidentally get to a 30-3 record and win the Missouri Valley Conference regular season in tournament. That's a tough conference, a really tough mid-major conference, and the Bulldogs kind of dominated it.
Right now, we're talking to Michael Admire. He is the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. Let's talk about the coach, Ben McCollum. I think he's the next Bill Self. You remember Bill Self's trajectory. Bill Self started at Oral Roberts. Then he went to Tulsa. Then he went to Illinois. Then he became the head coach at Kansas. I think we're looking at something very similar with Ben McCollum. Now that you've been around him and seen it up close, what do you think makes him such a great coach?
Well, here on Drake, we're hoping he's the next Mark Few. He just locks into the mid-major, one program, and rides it out for his career. But I do like the comparison. He does a lot of things really well. I think one thing that I really appreciated about him is when he got the job, he kind of just did it his way. He, you know, did not listen to outside noise of what type of players he should bring in. He brought four guys from Northwest Missouri State. Could they compete at the D1 level? You know, had those questions. But he trusted his ability to evaluate. He trusted what he had seen, and he's been proven right. He only rode with a 12-player roster. I mean, you can have up to, you know, Mizzou has 18 players on the roster. Coach Mack kept it short, kept it a tight circle this year, and that certainly has worked. But when it comes to, you know, the tactician side of things, he coaches defense to an elite level. He actually gets, you know, calls from Grant McCaslin and Shaka Smart and some of the you know, great basketball coaches throughout the country. They call him about his offenses, but he is an elite defensive coach. And I think that's something that we'll see on the floor today. He is able to, kind of do the Bill Belichick thing, take away the other team's, strengths and, manipulate their weaknesses. And you kind of combine all of those things, and that's why his name is being circled around with, all the jobs in college basketball right now.
Right now, we're talking to Mackel Admire. He is the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. I feel kind of proud that I can say that I saw this player play in high school. I've been watching Bennett Sturge play basketball since he was a sophomore at Liberty. So to watch his game evolve and mature to this point where he's not just one of the best mid-major point guards in the country, he is one of the best point guards in the country, period. How have you seen his game evolve? What kind of leader has he been for the Drake Bulldogs?
Hey, your love for KC high school basketball is paying off right now, man. You got the great matchup here today between a bunch of guys from the KC Metro. And, his game last year, he was second team all-conference in the MIAA, Division II conference that Northwest played in. And now he's an honorable mention All-American. His game has developed in so many ways throughout the year. He's kind of turned into a killer. His confidence has really grown throughout the year. No bigger stage than against Kansas State in Kansas City, that neutral site game back in December. Bennett Sturge has a great game, and then he hits the game-winning three in the final second. So he's kind of turned into a little bit of a killer. He's humble. He's quiet. His game doesn't welcome a bunch of attention until he does stuff like that. So, seeing his confidence grow throughout the year has been awesome. But he's also really good in the ball screen, top of the key ball screen reads and reacting. He's a hooper, and he just really is really studies the game and knows the game well.
The big thing for me in this matchup is somebody who has watched a lot of Missouri this year, and I've certainly seen enough of Drake, is going to be this is the ultimate styles make fights. Missouri wants to run up and down the floor. They are 10th in possessions. Drake is dead last in possessions. They want to play the game slow. It does feel to me the team that can dictate the fight, the team that can dictate the style of this game, is ultimately going to be the one that wins this matchup.
I mean, I can't agree more. It is two very contrasting styles. We've seen it play out a few times this year with Drake, going down and playing Vanderbilt in the Charleston Classic, playing Kansas State in Kansas City. I don't know how familiar folks in Kansas City are with the style that Bradley plays, but Bradley, they're one of the most efficient offensive teams in all of college basketball. They've got a ton of length. They're pretty athletic as well. They obviously don't have the SEC athleticism that Mizzou has, but, games like that have been tightly contested. They've been fun matchups. There might be a few times where you're watching and driven crazy by the style that Drake plays, with how they will slow it down a little bit in the half court and they really shrink the floor defensively. It will be, Coach McCollum, he has this hashtag that they use as kind of like a culture setting hashtag, and it's impose your will. And so that has been ingrained in this Drake team's mind since the day that they started practice back in June.
Right now, we're learning a little bit more about the Drake Bulldogs with Mackel Admire. How do you think Drake can match up potentially with the athleticism of Missouri? I am guessing that Drake hasn't played many teams that have the depth and the variety of options that Missouri has in the athleticism. How do you think the Bulldogs match up?
Honestly, not great when it comes to that. I mean, we couldn't work on them growing over the last 11 days to get prepared for this game. So, that's a scary thing. I mean, Mizzou is incredibly athletic. They are a deep team. Drake doesn't go very deep into the bench. They have two players that are 1-2 in the country in minutes played per game. Bennett Sturts, who we just talked about, and Mitch Mascheri. So they've got guys that will play a ton of minutes and are used to it. But that is something that scares you. Coach Mack, I just actually sat down with him and did our pregame interview. And a line that he used, I'll use here, is he says, we got to use Missouri's athleticism against them. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Maybe it's the aggressiveness that Missouri plays with, you know, try to use that against them. But that's the plan, and we'll see how it plays out.
Last thing here, give me an X factor. We talked about Bennett Sturts. He's the point guard. He was an honorable All-American. He's one of the best players in the country. But it's more than just him on this Drake Bulldogs team. If Drake is able to pull off the upset, who else has to play well for the Bulldogs?
Well, player-wise, Tavion Banks, he played high school ball at Ruskin for a couple of years before going to prep school. He's from Kansas City. He is maybe the one guy athletically that can line up with the Missouri Tigers. So he's somebody that comes off the bench. He was a sixth player of the year in the Missouri Valley Conference. When he scores in double figures, Drake wins. They're 17-0 when Banks is in double figures. So he's somebody you want to keep an eye on. And then Drake has a freshman, Isaiah Howard, from Plattsburgh, Missouri. He was a prolific scorer in high school, and he's really coming to his own over the last two, 3 weeks. He had a great Missouri Valley Conference tournament. If those two guys can provide a spark off the bench and can match Missouri's energy off the bench, because Mizzou's so good and so deep when they go to their bench. So if those two guys can run with the Tigers, I think that could be something to keep an eye on. Also, just as like when you're talking about X factors, I think Missouri's offensive rebounding will be a huge key. Drake isn't very big, but they are extremely good at rebounding the basketball. One of the most highest rebounding percentages in the country. So if Missouri is able to get those offensive boards and putbacks and extend possessions, it could be a long day for Drake.
That is Michael Admeyer joining us on the show today. Michael, I really wish I could cheer for Drake. If Drake was playing any other team in the country, I would be cheering for the Drake Bulldogs. I can't do it today, but good luck later today, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, if things go Drake's way, then you can turn the bandwagon over to the Bulldogs and ride with us. But no, I get it. I appreciate it. And best of luck to your Tigers today.